Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
There we go.
On a summer day in southeast Alaska, a pod of humpback whales breaks the surface to the delight of a boatload of whale watchers. A crust of barnacles covers the whales' chins and the edges of their big pectoral fins. These whales have hitchhikers, a species of barnacle that only lives on humpback whales. Whale barnacles are different than shoreline barnacles and are unique to the species of whale they piggyback on. One species lives only on humpbacks, and another only lives on gray whales. They colonize the skin of these filter-feeding whales in huge numbers. A humpback whale can host almost 1,000 pounds of barnacles. That's a lot of baggage, but relative to the humpback's 80,000-pound body, it's about as much extra weight as clothing on a person. Barnacles begin their lives as free-swimming planktonic larvae that settle onto a substrate and develop into the sturdy, immobile barnacles that we are familiar with. During the breeding season, when the whales mill around together in warm, shallow waters, the planktonic larva picks up a chemical signal when the whale is close by. It swims over and hangs on. Once on board, the larva crawls to the head or the fins, where the flow of water is consistent. Once they've settled on a location, the barnacle morphs into the immobile adult form. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.